This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, she wowed the judges on America's Got Talent into the semifinals. This aerialist with ties to North Texas danced in the sky one last time for America to Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. Joining us here in the KRLD Zoom Room is Kelsey Jane. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. That's such a pleasure.
Absolutely. And full disclosure for our listeners, Kelsey, you and I go way back into the mid-90s where we both danced here for a local ballet company, Ballet Ensemble of Texas. And it was such an amazing moment, Kelsey, for me to be able to see you, you know, be flourish into this professional over the years, but then flourish into a whole new category of expressing your beautiful talents as an aerialist, knowing you my whole life as a ballerina. So it is really exciting to see your talent flourish right here in North Texas. Just for our listeners, you know, this had to have been just an incredible opportunity for you. What sparked your interest to audition for America's Got Talent?
Oh my goodness. Well, one, thank you so much for all the compliments. It's so kind of you. It was such an honor to be selected for America's Got Talent. But one of the things that got me started was because I wanted to just showcase my art in Vegas. 6 or 7 shows closed alone this year, and it's really hard to be seen. So I wanted to showcase who I was as an artist, but also as a person. I wanted to inspire people that you are limitless. I am a dentist, a former ballet dancer, and now an aerialist. And I don't feel like we need to select any one particular path because we are capable of so much. So I wanted to be sure to inspire people and remind them in that way. And then, I also figured I might as well try and help other artists as well on their journey. That's actually what I was hoping to use the $1 million for, was to open up more opportunities for other artists out there.
How do you go from being on point on the ground to flying through the air, hanging onto silks? How do you make that transition?
It was a hard transition because, and Kristen knows this, all of our muscle strength is in the legs, and we really lack the upper body strength, to be honest. And I just really fell in love with the art of shows like Cirque du Soleil, where the costumes, the makeup, the stage itself, the lighting, and the athleticism, there's just so much beauty in all of that. And I always thought that I wanted to do something like that, but I felt there's, one, I don't have upper body strength, and two, I thought you had to be recruited from such a young age, like 5 years old, into circus arts. And then I saw The Greatest Showman not too long ago, and I saw that there was an actress on there who was able to learn. And I thought, well, if they're teaching someone like her, why not me? So I found a studio nearby and fell in love with it, of course. And I started gaining strength on my upper body, which is super challenging, but I feel like it helped me as a person too, because whenever you gain physical strength, I think there's a mind-body connection. You also gain some inner strength. So I gained confidence in doing aerial arts, and have continued doing that with AGT. So it's really cool to be able to show all of that on such a huge stage. Holy moly.
No, absolutely. And knowing your background, I know that you have also been exposed to so many different types of dance and so many different types of way to share and express your creativity. You know, when you started to gain that confidence and explore this area of expertise, what kind of also connections did you make personally? How did this help you grow overall to get to this point?
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, one, just being open to everything, just be like a sponge and try to learn as much as possible. I have always been, as people say, paralyzed by perfectionism. I've been so scared to be seen for making mistakes. So before I would only post photos instead of actual videos. But, you know, through the journey of AGT, through the journey of becoming an aerialist and kind of now being a voice for a lot of people, is we're all human. We all make mistakes, and there's something so beautiful about that. So, and even in those mistakes, as a choreographer, performer, sometimes you actually make more beautiful art than you could have anticipated. I love Bob Ross because he always says, like, happy accidents. And I feel like that's kind of what life is like, is you try to aim for this thing called perfection. And you have these messy accidents, but you can make something so beautiful out of it in the end. And so, yeah, I think if you're able to embrace the fact that we are made of so much imperfection, I feel like we're able to kind of take on the world a little bit with a little more confidence, and we're a little less fearful. And I think that's the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be free.
It's interesting, too. You mentioned Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
There are so many different Cirque shows. Have you been approached by Cirque about possibly joining one of the casts?
Oh, I would love to. I actually did audition for them in the fall last year, and I think they really liked me. But like I said, there's been a lot of job shortages, actually, because lots of shows have closed. And I think they're trying to revamp and try and figure out which way entertainment is going. I have been on their short list for a few things, so here's hoping that maybe they'll come knocking again. But if not, you know, I feel like we live in an abundant world if we think creatively, and maybe we just need to take it into our own hands and start making our own art, make our own shows. And yeah, I don't know, maybe that's part of me being a voice right now, is just saying, we don't have to wait for life to happen. We can kind of make it happen.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the judges, they were harping a lot about, but she's a dentist. This is her 9 to 5. What is she doing this? But I think you make a very unique point. Why do we have to be put in a box of one thing? Why can't we have passions? Why can't we explore other options of expressing ourselves except through our day-to-day way of making a paycheck? You know, how did you really took it, you know, you took it well every time.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Like that, the conversation went back to she's a dentist. But I'm curious, you know, what is next? How simple will it be for you to go back to work and also have also this rejuvenated energy to want to create even more.
Yes, definitely. Well, like I said, I'm definitely taking a little bit of a breather right now to try and refocus and try to get back to the daily life mentally. I absolutely love that I am now open, out in the open about all my passions and dreams, and then also about my work as a dentist. People see my heart, and so I'm excited to go back to work to keep encouraging other people to also live out their dreams and to take care of their health. I think that's super important. And then I will always continue, I think, trying to pursue the arts as well, because that's so much of who I am. And, you know, it is really difficult. It's really difficult to manage the time to do both. But you make time for the things that you love. And I hope that other people are able to be inspired in that way as well. So it will be a difficult transition because this life has been such a dream for the past few weeks. But I realize that I am so much more than any one particular thing. I'm not just the aerialist. I'm a dentist. We are indescribable as human beings. So I'm just excited to see what else I'm capable of.
One thing about the elimination shows, it always seems that when the elimination, how they present them, that, you know, the people that the spotlight goes out and you never, and in a lot of cases, you never hear from them again. But that's not the case with AGT. For this show's been around for more than a decade, and there are lots of stars that even became bigger because they didn't win AGT.
Yes, this is true. You know, in the past, I think they used to have a set contract for the winner to have their own show. But this has been such a huge launching pad for so many people into like music videos, into acting, into... There's so much that we don't even think about. And so I'm excited to see what life brings about for me. Maybe even it's doing things like this where you get to be a speaker or a writer. I am open to everything. And I think that's the main thing, is be open to everything and attached to nothing. And I think the universe will provide so many wonderful things.
I'm curious, is it a bit of a team sport? Because who is pulling up your silks when you're, sometimes when you grab, and then you're going up to the side and you're not climbing. I'm like, who is she working with? So there's somebody behind the scenes. Do you have your own team, or were you working with people with AGT on some of those moves?
The really cool thing is I had a great friend who flew out with me for the actual audition within 2 days' notice of me actually going to AGT. And I'm super grateful for him for doing that. But this time around, AGT had their own, we call them winch operators. So the person who lifts and lowers you. And yes, it's a bit of a dance. You have to figure out how this person operates, how you operate. There's a lot that goes into it. And my success is only because of the people behind the scenes. Like, if you guys knew how many people were there to set up the lights and to lift me, to choreograph, the producers, like, I am only as great as the people that are surrounding me. So I am super grateful for every single person. And again, I only went as far as I did because of them.
Is this an art that could translate to a full-on show in Vegas? Is what could be done with this to make this into a spectacular show?
Oh, that's such a great question. Yes. In fact, I even kept brainstorming with all of the contestants that were on there. Each person actually had a really beautiful piece of art that somehow, some way actually is very similar to my style. And I was thinking maybe we all should join forces and try to start our own show, because I loved working with them. I love getting to know them. And I think it'd be so much fun to do something like that, just joining forces. And that's what it takes for a show. So,
well, you definitely got to bring them down to North Texas. Do you have any plans to come down here to perform?
I would love to. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. I don't have any just yet. I have been invited to perform in an international circus festival in Las Vegas in November. So I think that's what I'm gearing up for right now. It's with a symphony, and that's like a dream come true for me already. Yeah, so it's mostly that right now, but things do come up last minute, or if anyone would like me to come out there, feel free to reach out. I'm open to meeting new people, and any chance to showcase my art more, it would be great. Yeah.
I've only got one place for you, and it's a place that you would never expect.
Yes.
State Fair of Texas starts in 10 days.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And there's a whole bunch of things to see and do there. So that would be awesome. That would be so awesome.
Absolutely. Aww. How can people stay in contact with you and you know, continue to see you flourish?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I am on Instagram. I'm trying to be more present on it. I am usually very shy. But I feel like it's nice to connect with people who have supported me. So I'm KelseyJane_Ariel on Instagram. And then, of course, I have a website, KelseyJane.com. Feel free to write me that way. But yeah, it's just been an honor.
Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Thank you so much for voting for me, if you did. And be sure to tune in tonight. My friends are performing again. It's the finals. So I'd love to continue showing support for so many people who have supported me. And yeah, go live out your dreams. Do everything.
Love it. That is Kelsey Jane, a performer, an aerialist performer on America's Got Talent. And we look forward to much more success for you, Kelsey. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRLD.
Thank you guys so much. It was an honor to be here.